Our story today is called The Donkey That Helped Father Christmas. It's told by Charles Stifel. It was Christmas Eve, and the night was very quiet and still. The stars and the moon were bright in the sky, and the frost sparkled on the grass. It was very cold. The old donkey, who lived on the common, was limping along towards a great clump of tall, ragged fir bushes. He knew there was a sheltered place in the middle of the clump, almost like a little cave. It would be warmer there, and he might find a tuft of grass that wasn't frosted to eat when morning came. The donkey was lonely on this Christmas Eve. He shook his head hard till his ears flapped and brayed, a low, sad bray. He just stood there with his neck stretched out and his ears laid back and his tail tucked in between his legs. A sad, shaggy, grumpy old donkey. And then down in the valley, the church clock began to strike. Midnight. And then there came another sound, tiny and far away. The donkey picked up his ears and stood listening. It was a little shivery, silvery tinkling in the air. A tiny, far-off sound, as if the stars were tingling. It came nearer and nearer still. Then it seemed to the donkey that somewhere overhead, something went rushing by with a clear, sweet ringing like silver bells. And there was a sound of faraway hooves galloping fast. It's an exciting kind of noise that made the donkey feel as if he must gallop, too. He couldn't remember galloping since he was a baby donkey with his mother. He'd spent all his life juggling along with a cart. But he tucked in his head and his ears and his tail, as donkeys do when they gallop, and he was just going to try, in spite of his lame leg, when he heard another sound. Somebody was coming up the hill. The donkey listened to the footsteps, crunching a little on the frosty grass. And presently he could see somebody coming towards him. Somebody tall and big, in a long red coat with a warm white fur hood over his head and big fur-topped boots on his feet. As he came near, the donkey could see that he had a long white beard. And under his white fur hood, his eyes shone and twinkled like two bright stars. There was a big sack on his shoulders. It bulged as though it was full of parcels. He came and stood by the donkey. He was puffing a little, as if the sack was heavy to carry up the hill. His breath was like a little cloud in the frosty air. He looked at the donkey, and the donkey looked at him. The donkey was feeling still more excited. He was happy, too, not grumpy anymore. There seemed to be a wonderful, warm, friendly feeling all around him. He was remembering something the brown cow had told him about Christmas, and he was longing to ask a question. but he thought it would be more polite to wait till he was spoken to, so he stayed still and quiet. And then, a very kind voice said,
"Happy Christmas, friend Donkey. I heard you calling. You sounded lonely, so I came."
"I was lonely, and I'm glad you came. Excuse my asking, but would you mind telling me who you are?"
"Friend Donkey, some people call me Father Christmas, and some say Santa Claus.
Oh.
It's the same thing, really. They both stand for loving kindness."
"Father Christmas. I remember now. The brown cow told me about you. But she said you came in a sleigh with reindeer."
"So I do. So I do. But I've sent the reindeer home tonight. It's after 12 o'clock. Didn't you hear the sleigh bells go by?"
"Oh, sleigh bells. So that's what it was."
"Yes, that's what it was. Those reindeer have been a long, long way tonight. Here, there, and everywhere we've been. A north, south, east, and west, finding the children. All over the place the children are. And wherever they are, we've found them. So, when 12 o'clock struck, 'Home,' I said to the reindeer. I tied up the reins and let them go. Then off they went to their stable. And there's only this sackful now to take to Green Lane Hollow, and a few places on the way. I can carry that myself."
The donkey looked at the sack. It was large, and it was bulgy, and certainly it was heavy.
"It's 12 miles away, Green Lane Hollow. I've pulled a cart up hill and down dale, all round the country. So I know it's a long way to Green Lane Hollow."
"Yes, Donkey, it is a long way, but if I keep on walking, I shall get there."
"Couldn't I help? I could carry the sack."
"Yes, so you could. But what about your lame leg?"
"Oh, I can manage."
"Then so you shall, friend Donkey. So you shall."
Father Christmas laid the sack across the donkey's back, and they set out. Across the common they went, and down a narrow lane, up a steep hill and along the high road, on and on they went. The sack was heavy, but the donkey's back was strong, and though his leg was stiff, it was wonderful how little it hurt. On and on they went. Sometimes the road dipped into hollows where it was dark. Then Father Christmas went ahead to show the way. There was a sort of shining round about him. It was quite easy to follow him. But mostly he walked beside the donkey, with his hand resting on the donkey's shoulders, just where the dark cross mark showed on the shaggy grey coat. It gave the donkey a wonderful, happy kind of glow to feel it there. Every now and again they stopped to leave a parcel by the door of a house or cottage. The donkey could feel that the sack was getting lighter, but there was still a good deal left in it when they came to the top of the long lane that led down to Green Lane Hollow. And quite soon now it would be daylight. It was certainly a long lane. By this time the stars were pale and silvery. There was a pinky look in the sky before they came to the bottom of the hill. And then they saw a long white cottage with a thatched roof. It looked like a little farm. There were comfortable little sounds, like hens clucking as they woke up, and a cow lowing in a shed. the house looked fast asleep. All the windows were dark and all the curtains were drawn. But as the donkey and Father Christmas came down the road, they saw a little chink of light in a window, and smoke began to fluff out of the chimney. Father Christmas nodded his head.
That'll be old Mrs. Honeywell. She's stirring up the fire. The house will be wide awake in a moment. It's nearly time for me to be going.
Father Christmas stooped and kissed the donkey on his velvety nose.
Happy Christmas, little donkey.
His beard was warm and tickly and soft. It made the donkey want to sneeze. But the sneeze turned into a bray, a most tremendous bray. Then he heard someone give a little chuckle, and he felt something touch his ears. He looked about, but Father Christmas was gone. But the cottage was awake, wide awake. The door flew open and there was Mrs. Honeywell. The curtains rustled back and the windows creaked up. And there was Farmer Honeywell leaning out of one window and two small boys at the next window and two more at the window beyond. They were all staring at the donkey. And who wouldn't stare if they looked out of their window on Christmas Day in the morning and saw a donkey standing there with a sack on his back? Mrs. Honeywell came closer to the donkey.
Bless me. Where did he come from? Bless me. He's got a ticket on his head.
And sure enough, hanging on the donkey's ears was a neat little label. Father Christmas had left a message. The writing on the label said, "I bring a happy Christmas to Green Lane Hollow."
Well, I never did. Come along down and look, Father. Come along, Dick, Tommy, Charlie, John.
The four boys came tumbling downstairs with Farmer Honeywell behind them. Mrs. Honeywell patted the donkey and gave him an apple to eat. Then she took the sack and turned it out on the kitchen floor, and out came the Christmas presents. For the boys, there was a football and four red jerseys. For Mrs. Honeywell, there was a warm blue woolen coat. And for Farmer Honeywell, there was a knitted waistcoat. And there was a plum pudding in a basin and a jar of sweets. No wonder the sack had felt bumpy. But the boys seemed to think that the best Christmas present of all was the donkey. Mrs. Honeywell gave him another apple, and Farmer Honeywell gave him an armful of hay. Everyone was happy and kind. And I believe the donkey was the happiest of all.
There. Just look at him. He's almost smiling.
And he was. Because the donkey knew now that at last he had a proper home. He'd never be cold or hungry again. And he'd never be lonely again. Ever.
That story, The Donkey That Helped Father Christmas, was recorded by the BBC.